Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Faith in the Power. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know, the hearing from him part, oftentimes those situations were uncomfortable. Amen. You knew he wanted to do something, but you weren't clear on it. Amen. Like when the Lord directed us to come here to Branson. Well, we had 20 years invested in our lives and ministries there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And the Lord had just blessed us and prospered us in some things. And it just kept coming up about coming over here, and we didn't know why. You know, why do you need to draw the water out and put it in the bucket? Right? Yes. It's not like I had always dreamed of going to Branson or some other place. It's nothing negative either. Just it hadn't been something I thought about. And then, so we just came and visited, and we had a witness. And so we came back and spent some time praying. What are we endeavoring to do? Come on, help me out. Because if you launch out and I'm going to try this and don't hear from him, that's how you have failures. Amen. Right? That's right. And so you got to take that part very seriously. So we sought him and spent some extra time and missed some meals and prayed and sought the Lord. And the longer, you know, if it's God, the more you seek him about it, it'll just get stronger and stronger. Just get stronger and stronger. And finally, we got to the place where we know we got to come to Branson. We don't know why, but we got to come to Branson. And here's where you got to watch. Don't fill in the blanks. A lot of times people will get that first part. And then they'll fabricate a whole story of what we're going to do when we get to Branson. We're going to Branson and we're going to do this and we're going to do that and we're going to do the other. Did you know the Bible says that's evil?
Evil, that's right. Amen.
Did I lose somebody? Go to James. Go to James. This might not have been the message you were expecting tonight. I believe it's the one we need.
Amen.
I believe there are answers here. Don't you?
Yeah.
When somebody supposedly stepped out in faith and it didn't work, you only got a couple of options. You either believe God let you down and failed you, or you have some sense and believe you messed up somewhere. There's no such thing as genuine faith in God that doesn't work.
Amen.
No such thing. There's no such thing as a circumstance where somebody believed what God told them to believe and did what he told them to do and utterly failed. That has never happened. And it never will. But there's been a lot of times, folks, me and you, all of us have probably got some episodes where we came up with some stuff. Is that right? Decided some things on our own. Oh, but thank God he's so merciful. He's so good. No matter how badly you mess up, he's still right there.
Amen.
He's still ready for you. He'll still talk to you.
Amen.
Is that right? He'll still tell you what you need to do.
That's right.
But you got to humble yourself. And you got to be willing. Genuinely willing.
Amen.
In James, 4th chapter. James, 4th chapter, verse 13. He said, go to now, you that say, today or tomorrow, we'll go to such a city, Branson or wherever, and we'll stay there a year. Did he tell you to stay there a year? And we're going to buy, we're going to sell, we're going to make us some money. Whereas, you know not. What does you know not mean? You don't know. Look at your neighbor, help him out with that. Say, you don't know. You don't know what's going to be tomorrow. There's only one way you would know anything about tomorrow. Is that right? Come on, help me. How would you know? You heard something from him. And he does show us things to come. Now, he's not going to show you everything. That's why the gifts of the Spirit are called word of knowledge. Not even a paragraph. Word of wisdom. Right? What's a word? A word is a fragment of a sentence. And why did he only give you a fragment? Because he wants you to walk by faith. He wants you to trust him for the rest. He does it on purpose. He's a faith God. He's big on this faith thing. I like it too, don't you? Don't you like faith? There is no better way to live. There is no better way. He said, you don't know what's going to be on tomorrow. What's your life? It's even a vapor. It appears for a little time and then vanishes away. We're here for such a brief time.
Amen.
For you ought to say this. How many know if the Bible, the New Testament, tells you you ought to talk like this, then you should talk like this. How should you talk? If the Lord will. Now see, a lot of charismatic faith people, they don't even like that. They don't like that. Why? Because we're not supposed to pray, if it be thy will. If you know the will of God, you know it's his will for you to be born again. You don't pray for people to be born again with an if it be thy will. If you know it's his will to be healed, you don't pray with an if it be thy will to be healed. But there's a whole bunch of stuff you don't know. That's what we just got through reading. Is that right? You don't know.
Amen.
You don't know. And so, you got two options if you don't know. You can fill in the blanks, you can assume, you can act like you know, you can play like you know, or you can admit.
I don't know.
I'm going to ask the Lord. I know it's his will to heal me, but I don't know how he wants me to receive this. I know it's his will to pay my bills, but I don't know how he's already got planned to meet my needs on this. I need to get with him. And see, it requires continual submission. And this is where pride gets in the way. Pride is too busy to ask. Pride says, I got this. I've done this 100 times. I've been doing this for 40 years. Come on, that's when you go mess up. You better ask. Come on, help your neighbor. Tell them that. Say, you better ask. You better ask. When do you ask? Every day, in every situation, you ask. You say, if the Lord wills, we'll live and do this or that. But now you rejoice in your boastings. Now, what's he talking about? Boastings of what you've come up with your own self, not hearing from God. And all that kind of rejoicing is evil. See, I told you it was evil. And that's where the phrase comes in, therefore, to him that knows to do good. See, keep that connected with this. And does it not, to him it's sin. Keep that connected with this. We need to demonstrate a lot of humility before our great God. We need to continually acknowledge to him, Lord, I don't know what to do on this till you show me. I know you're a good God. I know you love me. I know you want me taken care of. I know you want me blessed. I know you do. But I'm not going to stand here and presume that I know how to get it and how to do it. I am completely dependent on you. I'm waiting on you here. Show me what to do. Show me how to do this. Friend, beware of filling in the blanks. Beware of presuming and assuming and just doing it the way you did last time. Beware of it. He loves us. And he wants to talk to us every day. Is that right? He wants us to check in with him and ask his permission. Come on, y'all listen to me. And ask which way he wants us to go and what he wants us to do and how he wants us to do it every day. Somebody say every day. Every day. Every day. Hallelujah. So we finally got it settled to make the step to come here to Branson. So we did, not knowing what came next. Had no idea about a church. I thought we'd just base our ministry here. That didn't make sense to me either. But I'm not the boss. It don't have to make sense to me. We just do it. And then as we made the steps to come, then the Lord dealt with us about that property over there, you know, that was the Yellow Ribbon Theater. And Phyllis was the first one that saw it with the real estate person. And she said, "You need to come see this." And I said, "What is it?" And she said, told me it was, what, 2,500 seats? I thought, "What in the world do you need that for?" You know, right? I said, "You know, find a place you might seat a couple hundred people and do TV stuff for studio stuff. You know, we're traveling ministry." And she's just being led by the Spirit too. We had prayed, and so I went over and same thing. I'm marching up. A lot of it was dirty and messed up. It's going to need a ton of work and money. And, you know, is this how you start a church? In a great big place like this? You're going to have some pretty stiff bills with a place like that. You know, what if you got 15 people for the next 3 years? I'm just trying to describe to you how that the hearing from God part. You got to push through some flesh and some feelings. Is that right? There was a night or two I spent with a calculator trying to figure out how to do it. And I finally just threw the calculator in the drawer. Shut the drawer, and I thought, I can't figure this out. He's either going to have to do it, or we're going to flop big time. We couldn't even get started. He had to do a miracle for us to get started. I won't go through all of it. But then y'all know, those of you that have been with us or knew about it, first service, hundreds of people show up, glory to God, and keep coming. Hallelujah. And the building was paid off, and the property was paid off, and everything we needed was paid off, and this led to this, and this led to this. That's a miracle. A man or woman can't just decide to do that and do it. That's a miracle. The Lord brought the people. The Lord brought the money. Come on, are you listening? The Lord did it. That's a miracle. Nobody can tell me that's not a miracle. I was there. We're on the inside. We saw it from the inside. We know we didn't do it. And this, you know, this recent miracle we shouted about on our TV stuff, that's a miracle. There are healing miracles and there are financial miracles. That's a miracle. God did that. Boom. But where does it start? Where do you go back? Why did we have that project now? Why that amount? Why not half of it? Why not three times that? One guy said, "Man, you should have claimed more." No, I shouldn't. You have to hear from the Lord about every part.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Faith in the Power, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 5th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.